This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. One of those days, you know, you kind of look around, you're looking to see what's going on in sports. I'm really much looking forward to seeing what the Guardians can do when they come back on the other side of this All-Star break, especially knowing that Oakland's here over the weekend and the way they were playing going into the break. I hope they can keep it up and make this thing a summer to remember. And maybe, you know, kind of, it was interesting. I was reading some stuff just thinking about, hey, maybe could the Guardians be what the Tigers were. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. By the way, will you watch the ESPYs tonight? I know I was going to ask you that. It was one of the questions I was going to ask you. The only thing that makes me want to watch it is Shane Gillis. Dan, will you watch tonight? That's like the big thing tonight.
Nope.
Either one of you guys?
Nah, I'm seeing Superman.
I don't know. I think, you know, a TV show that's self-serving about the network is always a great watch, isn't it? And the best person in our building. I always find it funny to watch the ESPYs. Jeff, let's go back and just kind of talk a little bit about what Brian Wacker said from the Baltimore Sun. I just, Baltimore to me today on paper just seems so much better than the other three teams, obviously, in the AFC North. It feels like it's a mile between the Ravens and the Browns. And, you know, you just...
Over the course of a 17-game season, I'd agree with you. On any given Sunday?
Yeah.
You never know. You know, Browns might beat them once this year, but I mean, the Ravens are loaded. I mean, they are loaded.
And I mean, they maybe one rookie that they need to start, Malachi Starks, the safety. I'm looking at this roster just going, oh boy. And why do I feel so defeated and it's already July? I mean, yes, we know the season's
don't
alone.
Don't feel defeated. I mean, nothing changed. We knew this. You know, months
right.
ago.
No, I know, but you just kind of look at it on paper and you're like, ooh,
the only thing, that I think might slow them down a little bit, and I don't think it will. I'm a big Derrick Henry fan.
Mm-hmm.
He's 31 and he had, 1,900 yards last year. And he carried the ball so much in high school. And then in college, he had a ton of carries. They brought him along slowly in Tennessee. I just wonder, is he still going to be as good as he was last year moving forward? My guess is yes, but you never know. DeAndre Hopkins, they brought in. I think he still has football left in him. I like DeAndre Hopkins. And will he be as good as he was? I don't know the answer to that. He's 33. He's not what he was in Houston. Probably not what he was in Arizona. But that doesn't mean he still can't be effective. And they're not counting on him to be the number one guy. So I honestly think they have right now, until somebody proves themselves in Cleveland, they have an easy three wide receivers who are better than anybody the Browns have other than Jerry Jeudy. You know, I mean, they have three guys. The Browns have one guy right now at running back.
And by the way, you could argue that their tight end core is
It's significantly better than the Browns.
Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely.
Sure. Like, I mean, if Harold Fannin comes in and is as good as Isaiah Likely, we'll be thrilled. And he's the second string guy to Mark Andrews. If David Njoku, I think David is a good tight end. I think Likely is too. Which one's better? I don't know. Take your choice. They're both really good.
That means
the Ravens have two of those guys.
They're clutch tight ends. Like, your third
Mark
down,
Andrews is tough.
Third down and four, those guys just seem to find a way to be open. And you're like, how did that guy get open again?
The other thing that he mentioned that is interesting for Baltimore, Derrick Henry, obviously great. Mm-hmm. Justice Hill, more than serviceable. He mentioned the name Keaton Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And Keaton's a young guy who's really, really fast and was averaging something like 7 yards a carry his rookie season.
East Carolina.
When he blew out his ACL. And then he came back last year, you know, first year back from an ACL when you're a running back. Watch out for him because he's not going to take over because Derrick Henry's there. But he's going to be such a complement to their running game. It's going to be silly. And we've barely touched on their defense. Their defense is good.
No, and their draft picks, of their top four picks, all went to defense. Malachi Starks at, you know, free safety. Then they got Mike Green to play outside linebacker, a kid from Marshall.
Yeah.
And then they, you know.
And there was some bubbling around Mike Green, like, well, should he, Baltimore takes a guy like that. They're going to turn him into a player.
And then they also picked up a tackle, offense, Emory Jones from LSU. You might remember from LSU.
You know, Mike Tomlin gets a lot of respect, a lot of accolades, and he deserves them. So does Sean Harbaugh, and I don't think he gets as much as Mike Tomlin. Doesn't matter.
You did say John, right? You didn't say Sean, did you? Sound like you just said Sean Harbaugh. Oh, I was like, Sean Harbaugh? Is there another Harbaugh that's going to kill us?
John. It's John Harbaugh. We're just looking at the division.
No, I know.
This is what the Browns have to deal with. It's where they are.
The kicker part of it, I do think, is interesting. Like for the first time in forever,
they'll find a kicker.
But I mean, for the first time in forever, they need to find a kicker.
If the allegations were true, he doesn't deserve to be kicking for Baltimore. Apparently, that's what they said. So there you go. They'll find a kicker. You can be sure they drafted one. And we'll see. I think it would take monumental things for Baltimore to not be the division champ. That means they would have to slide and somebody else would have to be better than expected.
I thought what Brian said about Pittsburgh being more of a challenge than Cincinnati was interesting.
Well, you know why?
Because that's their rival?
That's their rival. It carried over from when the franchise was here.
Yeah.
And immediately picked up. And because the Browns franchise, when it was here, was not necessarily the Steelers' rival. Then it went to Baltimore, got a lot better. Thank you, Ozzy. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's continued. You know, since Ozzy left and Eric DaCosta's taken over, and Steve Biscotti's been a much better owner than Art Modell.
Didn't take much, did it?
Well, Art won a Super Bowl.
Didn't take much, did it?
Art won a Super Bowl.
Barely.
Art won a Super Bowl.
Barely. I don't know. I don't give him.
I'd like to have a barely Super Bowl here.
I'm sorry. I cannot give credit to a guy that
was... I'm giving credit to the franchise.
Yeah.
Ozzy did it.
But Scotty was already in, though, at that point.
He was a minority owner.
Yeah.
He was the money man behind the scenes waiting for Art to decide he had enough.
As much as I detest him for moving the team, I just look at him and just go, how did you not make money as an owner in the NFL?
Well,
how could you even be in that spot?
Fine point, but...
And by the way, wasn't it, I want to make sure I want to leave this to my family. Really?
Well, give him...
How'd that work out?
Give him credit for one thing and one thing only.
He gets no credit, none.
He promoted Ozzie Newsome, and Ozzie turned out to be a phenomenal executive in the National Football League.
He also,
after being a phenomenal,
I don't
player.
Know. The scales of justice also say that he fired Bill Belichick too.
Well, this is not about Art Modell.
It's about me. I can't stand him. I'm still.
It's
pissed.
About what the Baltimore Ravens are this year as they go into this season, and they've they've just built a program, and Ozzy started it, and Ozzy's still around. And even though he's not, you know, the guy making all the calls and everything, his influence is still there in the organization. His, you know, what he put in place is still there. And he did a phenomenal job of building a football program.
Ozzy did.
Yeah.
I'm not questioning Ozzy. That's not my point. My point is this whole segment has just depressed me to no end, but it's 3 decades of misery. Just pure misery. And then watching, you know, it's hard to, I don't know. It just stings like when we say, okay, you know, you're Baltimore and you're trying to figure out, is the challenge bigger from Cincinnati or is it bigger from Pittsburgh? And I think what stings the most is you're right. They took the Pittsburgh rivalry, and if I'm a Steelers fan, my rival's the Ravens too. I get it. You know, we're trying to scream as loud as we can. Yes, Steelers, we hate you. You're our rival. You're our rival. But this 3 decades later, man, and I want to let it go. Trust me. People say, oh, let it go. Let it go. Of course I want it, but I know I'm not alone. That's the other thing. Misery loves company.
I think every team in the division is actually a rival for the Browns, and I think every team in the division is a rival for every other team. Hmm. You play them twice a year.
You want your thermal exhaust port in the Death Star?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll make you feel a little better.
Temporal rift, yes.
Their secondary is shaky. It's thin. That's the one thing that Baltimore has not figured out.
They did bring in Starks, though, and he's pretty good, man.
That secondary is thin. I mean, if Wiggins gets hurt, Jair's going to get hurt. It's not a matter of if, it's when. I mean, I have watched enough Jair Alexander in my life. Kyle Hamilton, if he gets banged up as well.
Number one picks all around back there. They usually have a way of figuring things out.
They do, but it was thin last year, and they managed to pull it together at the last possible second, and I wonder if they could do it again, because a thin secondary can completely tank your team in the throw first NFL, especially going up against Burrow and especially going up against
Pickett.
Heck, Aaron Rodgers. I mean,
nothing. I got nothing.
You got nothing. I'm too depressed over here. I'm just looking at this.
Don't be depressed. We're trying to actually just take a look at the division. You don't need to get depressed. You need a hug.
Nah, not really. No. Yeah, that is pretty impressive though. When you do, and as much as you're saying that, their entire defensive secondary is first round picks.
Thermal exhaust
for Jair Alexander, who they brought in as a free agent.
Look at that secondary.
Wasn't he a first round pick too? Not by them.
No, not by them.
But he was a first round pick too, out of Louisville.
Well, they have talent,
and he's been well compensated, and he'll play 8 games,
and
maybe 10.
There's a bitter Packer guy right there.
No, I love Jair Alexander. I wish the Packers would have kept him. It's just the reality of Jair Alexander. He plays 8 to 10 games every year. He's really good when he plays them. He just only plays 8 to 10 games.
Yeah, we'll see.
Are you buying that the team that's going to give Baltimore the most pressure is going to be Pittsburgh, or do you think it's going to be Cincinnati?
I think it'll end up being Cincinnati.
Since he's got to make sure that they can protect their quarterback.
Maybe I'm just trying to do reverse psychology on myself.
That sounds very confusing.
That's right. But that's why it works, because it's reverse psychology on yourself. That I'm trying to build up Baltimore even bigger than, even though, Dan, I do give you credit. You were trying to find the flaws, and I appreciate it.
I mean, that's the flaw right there.
Well, Cincinnati's got the same flaw too. Right?
Cincinnati's whole defense is like, you can't even call that the thermal exhaust. Although
they kind of figured things out at the end of the season last year. I mean, it wasn't as bad as it was. Well, it was better than it was in the beginning.
Yeah, but that's like, that is not a high bar to clear, my friend. That beginning season of the Cincinnati Bengal defense was like, are there even 11 people out here, or are you playing with 9?
Hopefully, you know, the Browns can take advantage of that early, because again, the beginning of the schedule for the Browns is pushing it, and it's making it a little bit tough. All right, let's come back. I want to talk a little bit of baseball with you. We got a lot of things to talk about before we put a bow on the show a little bit later, but let's come back and we'll do that. And that was our AFC North talk for today. Cincinnati tomorrow.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Shane Bieber back on the hill yesterday in Arizona when he pitched two innings, five strikeouts. And so, Jeff, when we talk about Bieber, is there hope for you that he could be back with the Guardians this year? Or do you think if he can show it in the next couple weeks here before the trade deadline that he could be in a good position to help the Guardians out if they wanted to make a trade?
Yes and yes.
What would you like to see?
I would like to see Shane Bieber pick up his option for next season. If he would do that, there's no way I'm trading him. I think the team has a chance to compete this year, Andy, for a playoff spot, and why not next year as well? So I would love for Shane Bieber to be a part of it, both this year and next. So I would press his agent and say, can you pick up that option? We want to keep him. And if they say, yeah, you know, we're not quite sure, we're going to see, and I would try to trade him. I don't want to see Shane Bieber walk out the door with no compensation coming back.
Is there a sense? Do you think if you're the Guardians, you try to play on a sense of it's business, so there's no loyalty.
There's no anything.
But the fact that, like, hey, you know, we kind of stuck around with you this year, and you know, we've been here and we gave you $14 million for you know, this one, so that's all out the window.
Yep.
Yeah. If I'm Bieber, it's not that if I'm.
And it should be if you're Bieber.
Yeah.
If you think,
I don't know if I'm Shane Bieber,
you can get more money.
There might be a little sense of loyalty for them to stick with him this year after he got hurt, even though it felt like before, you know, all this went down that he was on a collision course to being traded a year ago. And now you sit here and you're like, if I'm his agent, I'm saying, no, we're not extending and we'll see what it's at. Unless I don't see another way around it. The business part of this is the part that
what would you
hurts.
Do?
If I was Shane?
No, if you're the Guardians.
Oh, I would ask him to extend and then try to work our way. Look, they know what they're doing with pitchers, and especially pitchers that are coming back from injury. And to be honest with you, if I was Shane Bieber, if there was a team that I would want to pitch for, knowing that I'm just coming back from injury, it's the Guardians, because they have proven time and time again that they have been able to take pitchers who have been injured and get them back to normal or get them back to beyond where they were before. That if there's one thing this organization does well, it is taking injured pitchers and getting them back on track. And you know, whether you had, you know, reconstructive elbow surgery or something else, the Guardians are really, really good at reviving careers.
All right,
I would stick it out. I would do another 1-1.
But if you're Shane Bieber,
if I'm Shane, I probably would. Could you do it again for $14 million? You know, and even though next year you're looking at 10,
only he knows what that elbow feels like right now.
True,
he might. He and his agent are going to have to make a business decision, and it's this. Okay, one more year in Cleveland. If I pitch well, that sets me up for a humongous contract, which could really be a lot bigger than what he might find if he goes out on the open market this year and doesn't and hasn't pitched or pitched well for the Guardians this year, because then it's a little shaky, you know? And that's why I think he has to know his own body, he has to know his health, and he has to know what he wants out of life financially. I mean, he's probably, if you've invested, I always throw that in thanks to you. Mm-hmm. If he's invested and paid attention to his money, he's already set for life. So do you think you can really set yourself up by staying for one more year, pitching well where you're comfortable, then go get the big contract, whether it be in Cleveland or somewhere else? Or you're going to roll the dice now and maybe sign for multi-years somewhere else at a lesser dollar figure than you could earn than by coming back next year and putting together a great year. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I maybe I'm conservative in this way, but I always think of Justin Masterson's story. Remember Justin's story?
Yep.
I mean, he was sitting nice there on the verge of just
cashing in.
Gigantic, and then boom, injury hits, and then you're just, it's never the same.
And you see that all the time.
That's why,
you know, for instance, Tanner Bibee signed multi-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
And is he performing as well this year? Not quite. But guess what? If he pays attention, he's set for life. And I don't know how you take that bit of reality out of these equations. Now, Shane's probably already made enough money that this can be about baseball and can be a calculated gamble. But I think it plays the same way for the Guardians. You know, Matt Boyd came back from Tommy John surgery, pitched in enough games that he cashed in with the Cubs, and he's really good. He was supposed to be an all-star, didn't go because he just pitched on Saturday, I believe. And, you know, Bieber could do the same thing. But if you're the Guardians, do you hang on to him and wait to see if he picks up the option? I would think that they can get a feel for his agent as to what they're thinking. I would think that's the case, because they were at least on good enough terms, Andy, to put together this deal to bring him back this year. And you're right. It was a nice gesture by the Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives Shane a chance to rehab in a place where he's comfortable, where he knows everybody, and he knows they have, as you laid out, a track record of success.
I mean, he would have to scrape by. He's only made $41 million in his career. So, I mean,
Don't make fun. They live in a world we don't know about.
I know. I'm just kidding. Dan, where are you going with this? If you're Bieber, what do you want to do? And then if you're his agent, what are you pushing him to do?
If I'm Bieber, I'm saying Matt Boyd cashed in by having 2 months of really good baseball.
Matt Boyd.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing. I'm looking at that and going, I'm not.
If he doesn't think he can get back on the mound?
If the Guardians are saying to me, hey, pick up that option and we'll talk, I'm going to look at them and say, I'll pick up that option in November. I'll pick up that option in October.
In which case, if you're a team. Now, see, here's the problem working against the Guardians.
It's his option, right?
Yeah.
It's his option.
It's working against the Guardians. Trade deadline is in 15 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Bieber might not pitch in a major league game before the trade deadline. So what would you even get for him?
That's the question.
Exactly. Some team would have to come watch him pitch a rehab thing and say, hey, he's good to go. He's going to be with us in October and in August, September, and hopefully October. And that's the only place that the Guardians are going to find any value in a trade. If this were June 16th instead of July 16th, might be a different story. But right now, he's a guy who's pitched in an Arizona Complex League game after being shut down for a little while, and we don't know when he's going to be pitching against higher level competition or when he's going to be in Cleveland. Hmm.
Mike is in Stowe. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
I'm Mike.
I was kind of thinking of, like, I'm a Shane Bieber, you know, and guys like us, we scoff at $41 million. Like, you know, that'd be amazing, obviously, but, you know, I'm thinking it from his aspect.
Oh, no. I'm not. He's got to make every penny. I'm not making fun of any player that can make every penny they possibly can. Not at all.
Sometimes it is an easy way to start thinking a little bit, but I'm thinking like him, you know, and if it's me, like, it's like, I'm like, look, you got to do better now. And I don't, I want to avoid the Justin Masterson thing. You know, I don't want to have that happen. And like, you know, it's tough. I would go to them. That's what I would do. If I'm a tribe, I'm going, sorry, my bad. I'm going to him and I'm saying, what do you really feel? Look, we've been good with you. Just tell us what you want. Are you not going to pick up that option? You know, if you don't really feel like you're going to pick up the option, you know, let us know now. We'd love to, you know, try to get you to a good spot where you might want to be. We'll work with you on that. You know what I mean? Try to be, I would go in at that route. Because you are.
To get some sort of discount if you're the Guardians trying to figure out some kind of. If I'm Bieber, I'm actually maybe looking at just redoing what I just did for one more year again. And he could be gone by the trade deadline next year.
Well, he could, but he probably wouldn't he have to get more? He's not going to do it for less. I know he's injured now, but he can get more out there for one. If he, you know, doesn't take ours and goes out there for a 1 year deal, he'll get more than $14 million from somebody else to try him. They're for sure, right? You know what I mean? To do that, don't you?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. Ask yourself, if they tried to trade him right now, what would they get for him?
Actually, I think pretty decent because you're not. I think like they said.
I don't know either. Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel like the Guardians are on the short end of this thing.
And also remember, another team is probably going to have to get him to either pick up that option or sign him to a longer term deal. So he's got to be willing to do that too. Otherwise, all they're doing is renting a guy for 2 months, which cuts down on the value of anything that the Guardians would get back.
Well, that's what I mean. When I say talk to him, I think that's what it is. Because if we're going to work on a trade for you, it's going to be like a signing trade where you're going to get the deal you want. You're going to go here. And then, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Make it right. You know, don't. That. And I think that's the best way for us to get the most value out of what we can from him. And the really, you know, I don't want to say set him up because it's business. It's not always about, it's not about that. But, you know, at the same time, it's a good way to convince him to work with us. Yeah, and I think that's, you know, maybe gets us the best value, you know?
There's a human element to it, too. Mike, thank you. Mike and Stowe checking in. It's going to be interesting. But, again, we're all saying this based on the fact that he was at Arizona. He was at the Arizona training facility, and he struck out 5 in 2 innings. But, I mean, who was he going up against? That's my – I mean, is it, you know, guys they just drafted a couple weeks ago? I mean, who's he – you know, who is he – who's he striking out? And when you're coming on a rehab start like that, I think Jeff hit the nail on the head. You got to see if he can get to, you know, throw him back into Akron to get him moving here.
Yeah, but it's 15 days till the trade deadline. I mean, the time frame.
He's got to have one more rehab start.
The time frame works in Shane's favor here. It doesn't work in the Guardians' favor.
Hmm.
But that could be okay. You know, maybe he picks up his option because he thinks. Cleveland, a year, and then we see.
I'm in no rush to do anything if I'm Shane Bieber. That option's not going away.
Yeah. So, all right, so if you're the Guardians, what are you doing then?
If you're the Guardians, you're listening. If somebody wants to call up and make you an offer, you think it over.
Yes,
but I don't know how much of an offer you're going to get.
And you and I hate that idea. We all hate it. But you have to. But based on the fact that he hasn't pitched, I don't know what you're going to get in return. So it's a precarious little spot here for the Guardians.
Shane Bieber holds all the cards right now.
Yep, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, he does.
You set yourself up in the position for him to hold all the cards.
Huh. All right, let's think about it here for a second. We'll come back and put a bow on the show. And I also want to talk about some of the things that we didn't get to in today's show. So why don't you stick around? 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.